was like, I don't know, like half an hour, 45 minutes before the fight. I brought something to eat for breakfast, and I took out a sandwich. I was sitting at one of these tables, and this guy sits across from me, and like, you know, like a normal, clean-shaven, with a smoky posture guy, and, you know, for all I know, he's going anywhere, because, you know, it's the airport, you go over the world. So he says to me, where are you headed? I said, Tom, I'm going to Luzhensk. Thinking to myself, I don't know if he knows what Luzhensk is or where it is. He says, I'm going too. I said, oh, okay. So he says, I go every year. I said, oh, really? I was slightly surprised. I mean, like, look, I've seen all types of, you know, but I don't always know. So, what made you start going? So he says, I'm a volunteer in the police department in Bnei Brak. I live in, I think he said he lives in Ramat Gan. I don't remember exactly. He says, and I travel. I love traveling. I travel over the entire world. And it starts telling me all the places he's been to. I've been to Africa on safari, and I've been to the Far East, and he starts naming all the different places, Nepal and Malaysia and Taiwan. And he starts telling me all these interesting things about these places, too. He doesn't just go, yeah, one time I went and I broke my foot and all the natives had to carry me. He had all kinds of stories. He's literally been to South America. He's been all over the place. And he says to me, and so my partner is Chassidish, and he keeps telling me, you have to come to Luzhensk. And I'm like, listen, okay, so I figure I've been all over the world. I'll go to Luzhensk also. He said to me, I'm telling you, I've traveled over the entire world. I've never been to a place like Luzhensk on Chaf of Adar, ever. Nothing compares to it. So I have not traveled the entire world. I can't say that, but this guy did. So I was impressed. So, I mean, like, it's very special. Everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody's there to daven. And people there are davening. I mean, once somebody, it's like a very famous comparison, once somebody says something about Miron, it's like, inside it's like Yom Kippur, and outside it's like Simchas Torah. It's a very good comparison. So, Luzhensk isn't like that. It's very intense inside. People are, you know, screaming, crying. You know, it's very, very intense. And, what do you call it? But Motzei, the Yortzeit, everybody starts dancing, and like there's dancing in the streets, and all the Polish people are like watching you, taking video. I don't know how much they actually play on the Polish news from the video clips that they take, because they actually stand there for like half an hour taking shots. I don't know if they use like 10 seconds of it. I can't imagine it fills the entire Polish news, but you know, it's an experience. So you know, this year I was thinking to myself afterwards that every single year I try to find like some kind of souvenir for my kids, something to bring back, and there's like nothing. You know, I get to the airport, and it's in Reshev, and Reshev, or as the Chassidim call Reshev, is right next to Luzhensk. It's like half an hour, 40 minutes away, and it's a tiny airport, the size of a school building. It's not meant for international flights. It's only used for, like, in Europe, continental flights, except on Chaf Alef Adar. They open it for international flights from Israel and from London and all these other places. So it's like this tiny, tiny airport. It's recently been redone. It's very modern and nice looking, but it's small. And like these are two little gift shops, and they have so many Polish things there. Like Polish crystal, which is not my taste and so expensive. And amber, all kinds of amber jewelry. Who in my family would appreciate it? Nobody. But I look at it and go, what is this ugly stone that you brought me back? And like not uncut amber, I'm talking about like the natural look, you know. And then they have like these little trees made of amber with amber leaves. What would I do with it? And then every other thing is related, because they're all very, very strong Catholics. There's like crosses on everything, so I'm not going to bring any of that home. So, and then you know, it's just weird going into and seeing also all this food, and it's all in Polish. And of course, not if it's kosher. But then you like you see these familiar things. I'm like, oh, pierogin. I didn't realize pierogin was just like a Polish like food that I don't. To me, it's like pierogin is like what Jewish people eat. Pierogin, like my grandmother used to make it. Nope, pierogin isn't just regular Polish. All the Polish people eat pierogin. And then my favorite thing on the menu was hot dog amerykanski. That was good. But it's Poland, you know. So I was saying that every year, I have the same thing when I go, though. It's like this strange feeling that I until I saw this mashal, I never understood it. It's whenever I leave Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Paltrin Shel Melech, it's called, right? It's the palace of the king. And like, so I think to myself, okay. And I go out into Chutz La'aretz, and somehow, stuck in the middle of Poland, among like all these, and like, I feel like this different closeness to Hashem. I don't know what it is. Not the Afghan Luzhensk, in general. And I never understood it. And then until I saw a mashal in the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech, he brings down from the great Mizrachim Maggid, from his Rebbe. This is a mashal like this. This is once upon a time, someone came to the king. I'm embellishing the mashal a bit because he just says it's a kitzis. I'm just going to embellish the mashal just to make it more picturesque, but this is the mashal. It says one person came to the king's palace and he wanted to invite the king to his house. You know, he loves the king. The king is amazing. Maybe the king will come to him and he'll serve him a beautiful meal, something. You know, his wife cook up a beautiful chicken soup with some nice lakshan. So that's what he thinks, right? He's some like country guy from some small village. He doesn't know. He reaches the royal, you know, the capital city. He starts realizing that maybe his idea isn't going to really work itself out.